Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Savner du et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som gir deg alltid ett system, og så forenkler regnskapet? Med Triplex får du smarte og intuitive løsninger slik at du kan jobbe hvor som helst, når som helst. Også via appen som lar deg føre timer uansett hvor du Se for deg at du for sen med å levere utlegg og at kvitteringene hoper seg opp. Med appen fra Triplex kan du ta bilde av kvitteringen og sende den inn til godkjenning med en gang. Appen scanner bildet og fyller ut sum, kostnadskategori og data for deg. Helt automatisk. Dessuten trenger du hverken å grue deg til årsoppgjør eller bruke unødvendig tid på å punche ting flere ganger. Med TripleX får du en helt annen kontroll, og du kan enkelt koble til og få oversikt over andre systemer som kassasystem eller nettbutikk. Hvis du nysgjerrig på om TripleX passer for deg, kan du prøve gratis I 14 dager på tripletex.no.
Velkommen til økonominyhetene på det som for mange en skikkelig turbo tirsdag I markedet. Det 30. november, og vi skal I dag både snakke med konsernsjefen I ISI, som ute med ferske kvartalstall, og vi skal også høre fra EasyJets toppsjef, som ute med sine. Vi skal få teknisk analyse av Okeanis Eco Tankers, men aller først skal vi ta en titt på markedet. Hovedindeksen den endte opp 1,14% I går etter det kraftige fallet, altså på 3,2% på fredag. Men I dag vi ned igjen. Hovedindeksen var ned nesten ja, rundt 1,8% på det verste tidligere I dag, men har hentet seg inn og nå ned 0,8%. Oljeprisen den suser ned 4,3% på tampen av november måned, og et fat nordsjøolje koster nå bare $70.30 I spotmarkedet. Det altså over $10 under det vi har sett tidligere I høst. Det har vel ligget langt opp på 80-tallet, og vi må helt tilbake til slutten av august for å finne priser som ligner det vi ser nå. I markedene rundt oss ellers I verden så endte det for det meste I rødt I Asia I dag. Det også rødt på de store indeksene I Europa, og basert på futuresene på Wall Street så ser det også ut som det blir et fall der borte når de børsene åpner hvert øyeblikk. La oss ta en titt på noen av sakene vi har sett I dag. Fire meglerhus har nå tatt opp dekningen på robotlagerselskapet AutoStore, som var den store børsnoteringen her på Oslo Børs tidligere I høst. Samtlige av disse fire meglerhusene sier kjøp. Det gir utslag på aksjekursen, som stiger nesten 6% til drøye 44 kroner aksjen I dag. Carnegie-analytiker Eirik Raftal sier til FA tirsdag at de ser på AutoStore som den ledende aktøren til å kapitalisere på hypervekstmuligheter, ikke bare de neste 35 årene, men høyst sannsynlig de neste 10 årene eller to. Ellers så tar vi med at slammonteringsselskap Cambi var ned over 12% til snaue 11 kroner aksjen I dag, etter at selskapet la frem sine resultater for tredje kvartal. Cambi tjente langt bedre enn I samme periode året før, men nedjusterer guidingen sin for hele året 2021. Alt stort I USA, også aksjesalg. Microsoft-sjef Satya Nadella har nemlig solgt unna halvparten av aksjene sine I Microsoft, ifølge Wall Street Journal. Det snakk om 838 000 aksjer til en verdi av $285 millioner. En talsperson for Microsoft sier til avisen at han solgte for citat, personlig finansiell planlegging og diversifisering, og at han fortsatt satser på selskapet og fortsatt sitter på langt flere aksjer enn det Microsoft-styret krever. Så skal vi snakke litt oljenæring, for Bloomberg meldte I går at oljeselskapet Lundin I en strategisk prosess og vurderer 6 ulike alternativer for selskapet, inkludert et mulig salg, fusjon eller kanskje salg av enkelteierendeler. Det vil I så fall kunne bli den største oljetransaksjonen I Europa på lenge. Kildene som Bloomberg siterer anonyme, og de understreker at det ikke nødvendigvis gitt at det blir noen deal. Det flere transaksjoner på gang I oljenæringen om dagen. Som kjent så jo vår energi kanskje på vei til børs, og Bloomberg påpeker også at Neptuns eiere vurderer et salg av Neptune Energy som kan verdsette selskapet til $5 milliarder. Lundin selv sendte ut en melding I går kveld der de skriver at de kontinuerlig vurderer muligheter som kan være, sitat, verdiøkende for eierne. De sier at de tidvis har diskusjoner med ulike parter, men at det ikke tatt noen citat endelige konklusjoner etter denne type diskusjoner. Lundin-aksjen den var opp 10% i går og har deiset ned i dag igjen rundt 9,1%. Lundin har en markedsverdi på over 10 milliarder dollar, og deres største eierandel eierandelen på 20% i Johan Sverdrup-feltet, og ikke minst også da eier- og operatørskapet på Edvard Grieg, og eierandelen i det kommende oljefeltet Wisting i Barentshavet. Da skal vi snakke fly, for SAS slapp tirsdag resultatene for sitt fjerde kvartal i det avvikende regnskapsåret som ender i oktober. Og selv om flyselskapet nesten doblet inntektene fra 3 til 5,7 milliarder svenske kroner mot samme periode i fjor, så går man fortsatt i minus, nærmere bestemt 744 millioner etter skatt. Vi har pratet med den relativt nye SAS-sjefen om markedet nå, planene for det interne datterselskapet SAS Connect, som skal ekspandere fra København til Oslo og Stockholm. Og vi spurte han ikke minst om selskapet vil trenge påfyll av frisk kapital etter koronapandemien.
Anko van der Werft, the CEO of SAS, thank you so much for joining us. Before we talk about your finances, let's talk about your market. You're describing increased revenues and uptick in traveling. How does it look for leisure and business now?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start at the fourth quarter results, right? I think a few good things to see there. Demand came back. We were able to put back capacity, of course, as well, all throughout late spring, early summer. Every month we grew. And you see that the underlying demand is really healthy when there's no restrictions in place, right? Now, what was still a question, I think, also when we questioned Mark that we had when last time we spoke, you and I, was where does leisure and business indeed fit in? We see that both of them are really coming back, right? So again, underlying trends throughout the fourth quarter, at least, were healthy on both fronts, corporate and leisure.
How are business travelers acting now? I mean, you've made an assumption or an expectation that business travel will go from about 30% of your business to about 20%. Before and after the pandemic, but how are business travelers operating now? Are they traveling again, or are they holding back more than leisure?
No, they're traveling, and that was again the good news coming out of the quarter. Both are traveling. You definitely see leisure very much still concentrated also around the peak periods, right? Vacations, Christmas, Easter, and then certainly we think that next summer will be again very healthy. And business actually really got back and quite steadily in a way grew back throughout the fourth quarter.
I have to ask now, with the increased spread of the virus and this new variant referred to as Omicron going around, could you be forced to cut capacity? And what exactly do you know of how this new spread in the virus will affect your business now in the winter?
Yeah, really too early to tell. We of course are also watching the news. We're trying to get some information that all of the world is really looking for right now from scientists, of course. So too early to tell. We ran a significant campaign last week, Black Friday campaigns, right, over the weekend and onto yesterday. And that distorts in a way also then the numbers, right, because those numbers were actually strong. They were actually healthy, right? But that is, of course, on the back of a campaign. So difficult to isolate what really at this stage the Omicron impact is on us. What is clear is people don't like uncertainty, right? Not on the leisure side, not from a business perspective, of course, also. We don't like uncertainty, and that may affect us, but for now, too early to tell.
I want to follow up something that we talked about when we spoke last in October, because I asked you whether you've concluded in SAS whether the company needs more capital, and if so, how much. You said you hadn't concluded that you likely would be able to talk about it at the end of the financial year. And that's where we are now. I couldn't really see any new plan or any new financing discussions in your report. How far has this work gotten now?
Yeah, so when you look at Q4, again, a few good things. One, second consecutive quarter of operational cash flow, right? So positive operational cash flow. So that is good to see. And we've kept the cash balance, right? The cash balance from Q3 to Q4 unchanged. Now, we still have also the 3 billion buffer, right? The 3 billion RCF from the states in our back pocket. Therefore, we do go into that winter at least with that. We haven't drawn upon it, and we do not intend to draw upon it, right? That's not in the plans at the moment.
Your equity is still negative, and people are obviously wondering whether you will need to restructure or refinance, given especially what some of your competitors have done, reducing their debt burden quite significantly. Will there be a new restructuring in SAS?
Now, when you look at that debt, the vast majority of that debt is really aircraft related, right? So, I think that is somehow different. There is, of course, the hybrids, right? And then there is the loan facility with the Norwegian government, and then there is the commercial hybrids. We're looking, of course, at how we can go about that. That is, of course, something that we are, very actively analyzing and assessing. But you have to again go back to the numbers, right? The vast majority of that debt that we're having is simply aircraft related.
But just to be clear, will there be one sort of overall plan, or will you sort of handle the hybrid and the Norwegian loan and all these things separately and in due course when they fall due?
Yeah, and it's maybe a good question, because if you're waiting for one specific date in which we will come out with a big bang, clearly we're not sitting on our hands here, right? I mean, there's already parts of the plan that have been implemented that are in full implementation mode. We are, of course, reviewing our fleet. We have designed a zero-based network. We have already implemented some of that network, because what you can see already is that leisure is becoming more important. That's also where we're relatively now more important in that network. An investment agenda on IT has already been signed off, and we're going full force. We will recruit about 100 developers into IT and therefore, one, drive cost out through a number of initiatives there, and including on the revenue side, increase the digitalization as well as the ancillary flows, right? So last point, clearly the operating model, I think that will even feature bigger, broader, if you like, in the plan, right? And you've also seen and you've heard us come out again and say that is really where our growth will be. So there's various elements of that plan already being either implemented or in implementation mode.
But you don't want to signal today that you are planning an equity raise or some sort of refinancing in the new financial year that you're entering now?
Well, once again, if you look currently at the second consecutive quarter of positive cash flow, right, and the fact that we kept our cash liquidity position untouched, basically, versus last quarter, plus the fact that we still have that 3 billion of government facility in the back pocket, I think that's where we stand really at the moment.
Last question I wanted to talk to you about is SAS Connect, which is there's been a lot of discussions about, which is basically SAS Ireland that you've home sourced, if I can describe it that way. You're establishing that now in the start of 2022 in Copenhagen, but you write that you are considering expanding it to Oslo and Stockholm as well. What will it take for you to make that move and have SAS Connect be a sort of pan-Scandinavian operation?
Yeah, so absolutely. How did you call it? Home sourcing? I'm not sure. Home sourcing, insourcing, but I like the home sourcing as well in that. But what we're doing absolutely there is making sure that is Scandinavian in terms of Scandinavian market-based conditions on Scandinavian labor laws with Scandinavian CBAs and with Scandinavian unions, right? So I think that is exactly what it will take. These are platforms that truly are needed for SAS to be competitive. Right. We need to make sure that part of that future growth is really on those platforms. They will allow us to also be very flexible and very agile going forward. And that is what it needs, right? But again, I liked your wording of the home sourcing. Scandinavian labor laws with Scandinavian CBAs and with Scandinavian unions. And that is really what it takes to implement that.
I was merely describing the fact that you're moving it home from Malaga and London. But is it the competitive picture that will decide if you expand to Oslo and Stockholm?
No, it's really our intention, right? We are, of course, now in that process of mapping it out, as you like, right? Seeing what it will take, practically speaking. We start in Denmark, and then, as we have said, the intention is to then also go broader.
Anko van der Weft, CEO in SAS, thank you so much.
Overveksten på Oslo Børs nå ned en halv prosent. Vi tar også med at bioteknologiselskapet Targovax faller 15% I dag. Tegningsperioden på den garanterte emisjonen på 175 millioner kroner som ble annonsert 4. november startet I dag og løper til 14. desember klokken 16.30. Det aksjonærer per 25. november som mottar 1,175 tegningsretter per aksje I selskapet. Aksjen den mer enn halvert fra 5 kroner og 50 øre til rundt 2,40 I dag fra da emisjonen ble annonsert. En annen som har sluppet tall I dag, og som også I luftfarten, Johan Lundgren, konsernsjef I EasyJet. I dette intervjuet med Bloomberg forteller han om hvordan flyselskapet har opplevd et nytt fall I bestillinger, men at det mindre nå enn tidligere oppblomstringer av viruset. Han forteller at de avventende til å se an effekten, men at de samtidig har forberedt seg på en humpete vinter I EasyJet.
From last Thursday, when Omicron kind of got into the public consciousness, even though it wasn't called that at that point, have you seen bookings dropping off? Have you seen a notable drop off in bookings over this past weekend?
Well, as you said, I think it's fair to say also that it's still very early on as well, and we need to wait and see how things settles down. And we've seen in previous times when there has been news such as this, a restriction being put in place as well, that you're getting an immediate drop off, but it's not as significant this time as we have seen previously. And then it stabilizes, and we're just waiting now to see on what type of level it will stabilize. But also, the trend is very clear that the effect that it has is definitely much more on the short-term departures and people that are moving their departures possibly into the beginning of the next year. And we're seeing also, for instance, that the next summer, our Q3 and Q4 is almost not affected at all.
Okay, can you give us any sense of what you've seen over the weekend, though, in any numbers attached to that? Johan, when your revenue management team are looking at the bookings, are they seeing them? Are they seeing drop-offs that you can put any percentage to?
Well, we don't want to do that because it's still very much up and down and it fluctuates also very much between different regions and different countries as well. But like I said, it's not to the same level of downside that we've seen in previous times when there has been restrictions being introduced. And I think that, what will normally happen is that it will take some 3, 4, 5 days and then it will settle down to a certain level. And we're waiting now, of course, and monitoring to see what that will be like. But like I said, it's very much, the effect we're seeing is very much on the very, very short term, where people in some case are transferring out their bookings, particularly throughout the period where government has said that they will review this situation further and moving that into the early part of the next year. So we're seeing that the most affected is probably city-to-city destinations. We're seeing that beach destination, holidays destinations is still holding up. Domestics are still holding up, as an example. And that is very much like the previous trends that we have seen.
Johan, good morning. It's obviously very early days, as you say, and it's too early to jump to conclusions. But in the worst case scenario where Omicron does lead to more travel restrictions, more lockdowns, how will you get through that in your cash pile? You've already sold and leased back most of your fleet, so how would you raise more cash to survive another extended lockdown?
Well, we are, compared to others, in a relatively much stronger position. We have access to some £4.4 billion of unrestricted liquidity. We have the least amount of debt of any major European airline, as far as I can tell. And this is because the action and the funding that we have taken up until now. We always thought that this winter was not going to be straightforward. Whilst there is an underlying recovery, we always knew that there was going to be uncertainty. So we think that this year, the financial year that we're in, is going to be a year of two halves, where there will be uncertainties over the winter, which is now an evidence and example of that, what we're seeing. But we also believe there's going to be a strong pickup into the summer.
EasyJet-aksjen ned 0,6% på London-børsen I dag. Langt verre har det gått for SAS, som ned 5,4% på Oslo-børs, og ned hele 6,8% på Stockholm-børsen. Ser vi på de andre store flyaksjene her hjemme I hvert fall, så flyr ned 6,4% I dag. Norwegian ned 2,97%. Da skal vi ta med åpningen av Wall Street. Dow Jones åpner ned 0,9%. i dag. Langt bedre går det med teknologibørsen Nasdaq som ned 0,11%, S&P 500 ned 0,6%. Så tar vi også med at Okeanis opp 1,3% i dag, mens eiendomsaksjen Entra ned 0,88% etter at det kom beskjed fra styret i Entra om at de anbefaler budet fra Balder på Entra-aksjen for de som opptatt av likviditet. I Finansavisen i morgen kan du lese mer om det vi meldte om her i går, nemlig at Hydro, Equinor og Panasonic dropper samarbeidet sitt om en batterikollaps, eller det Trygve Hegnar i sin leder kaller batterikollapsen. Du kan også lese mer om klappjakten som pågår etter grønne styremedlemmer. Du kan lese om endringer i firmabilreglene, og du kan lese mer om Tank, for meglerhuset ABG mener både Okeanis og Frontline kan bli kursvinnere den dagen tankratene stiger igjen. Det var det vi hadde for i dag, men vi tilbake i morgen til ny tid faktisk, klokken 14.30 og ikke 15.30 som vanlig. Takk for at du så på, og så håper jeg vi ses igjen i morgen til ny sendetid.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Økonominyhetene en podcast fra Finansavisen. Programledere Marius Lorentzen, Stein Ove Haugen og Benedikte Storm Bamvik. Produsenter Lars Brenden Skram og Bashar Johar. Og ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegnar.